Welcome, everyone. Welcome to 30 Things Not to Do in Yammer. My name's Simon Terry. I'm a Microsoft MVP. I work with an organisation called Change Agents Worldwide, which is a global network of future work professionals that help organisations to implement collaboration and innovation solutions in their organisations. Our focus is very much on how do you make the most of technologies like Yammer to really change the way people and organisations work. Now, I've got to start with a bit of a confession, because when I proposed the topic for this session to Microsoft, I actually hadn't done an explicit count of how many things you shouldn't do. And I started writing a list. And actually, I filled the list pretty quickly. And I'd also always intended to crowdsource more suggestions for the list. So I actually went to my colleagues in Change Agents Worldwide. And so what you're going to get today is 30 things not to do in Yammer with bonus slides, because there is a lot more that you can get wrong. And I think the important point in calling this out is also to say, one of the things that you need to be successful in implementing collaboration, in changing the culture of organisations, is you need to have a bit of a growth mindset. You need to recognise what's working, learn from it, and move on. I'm not presenting these things because I've never done them. I'm presenting them because my colleagues and I have done them in spades, sometimes done them repeatedly, and they've not worked. And what we want to do is share these because it's an opportunity to learn on the flip side, to understand exactly what we can do to start to foster more effective ways of working and greater value from collaboration in organisations. If I start with a little context, I approach Yammer with a really strong view that this is a strategic tool for organisations to change the way they work and drive far greater value for their employees, but also for the organisation. And so what I'm going to run through today is based around the framework I use to help organisations effectively implement Yammer, and that's connect, share, solve, and innovate. And if you go to my blog at simonterry.com, you'll find a fair amount of material around that approach that I've shared publicly. What I want to do is frame some of these no's in that context of connection, sharing, solving, and innovation. But the critical point for me is to start around that point about strategy and to make sure that when we're going into a journey of change to leverage Yammer, to get better collaboration in your organisation, you've thought through the strategy that you're going about. So the first thing you can do wrong is have no strategic rationale at all. And we meet these networks all the time. Why is it at the beginning of the Yammer journey, when I started out involved with Yammer in 2009. It was very early in the days, back when Yammer was a startup. They were spreading virally through a freemium model. And the organisation I was in at the time, Yammer entered through the freemium model, and a community was happily existing and operating and connecting and sharing. And no one knew why. They just thought connection was a great thing. But that was a financial services organisation. If you want to get anything done in a large bank, you've got to be able to connect it to strategy. If you want money, you've got to be able to connect it to strategy. So being able to tell a story about how collaboration in your organisation and different ways of working is going to deliver a specific strategic outcome is a really important starting point. This is important for winning over stakeholders, sponsors, winning over senior executives, and most important of all, it's critical to the funding you're going to need and the roles you're going to need to make the most out of collaboration in your organisation. The business reason to use it is one thing, but adopting Yammer is a change that happens at an individual user level. And guess what? Your users are busy. They got day jobs. The last thing they want is another tool that has no reason for them to use it. They're going to want to understand the specific benefits that using Yammer, using collaboration in Office 365 is going to drive better performance for them, an easier life, better outcomes, solving their work problems. So when you start to think about Yammer, having no conversation about the users in your implementation is going to leave you at the point where, oh great, we know what we're doing, but we've got no way to communicate the benefits of this and why someone might want to connect. A lot of our organizations have trained individual employees that the most important thing is delivering their role in their box and nothing else, hitting their performance targets, and that's all. When they start out, collaboration can feel like something that involves doing extra, reaching out, going beyond their role description. You want to see the benefits that can drive back to an individual role. So, one of the things I experienced when I started using Yammer, my emails dropped. People started communicating me directly and more effectively through Yammer. A really simple benefit, but one that can create a great rationale for a busy executive buried in email. There are better, more effective ways to do work. Now, this is a common one. Why are you launching Yammer, I'd say to an organization. And they say, we're launching for engagement. And we both look at each other. And I have that terrible feeling. Do they actually know what engagement means, or have they just been told they're launching for engagement? If you can't bring the rationale for your Yammer network down from a capitalized noun to some specific benefit your organization wants. So if you want more engaged employees, why is it? Do you want them to better understand the strategy? Do you want them to be more passionate? Do you want them to be bigger advocates for your organization externally? And what will that drive for the bottom line and for the purposes that your organization has? The other common one is we're launching for innovation. Usually that's traced back to the CEO announced a new strategic initiative called innovation, and everyone's rushing around trying to be innovative. Helping individuals in the organization bring that down to specific things that you can do in a Yammer network to drive innovation is critical to being able to advance that journey. There's a lot of features in Yammer. There's a lot of features in the Office 365 suite. You can get very obsessed about the technology. You can spend all your time on worrying about whether the technology is going to meet particular requirements and so on. But at the end of the day, the thing that creates value in Yammer is users. So make sure in your consideration of your strategy for implementing Yammer, you've got as much focus on the people side of the equation as you have on the technology. Sure, get the technology right, but don't spend your time obsessing about the technology. There are some things that users can just manage, and some things may not fit perfectly with the way your organization might want to do collaboration. But one of the benefits of cloud services is the Yammer team are learning from the product experiences across thousands of and millions of customers around the world, and they've got the usage data to drive the most effective ways of collaboration. Even if it's not exactly the way you want it, you're better off working with it and helping your users to be effective on the platform than focusing on the technology solutions. Related to that point is it's important to understand how Yammer changes and evolves. The A/B testing methodology that the product team can cause problems for customers who deeply integrate a particular Yammer feature into a work process. Because guess what? When that feature changes through the A/B testing process, your organization's going to be left out. And obviously, as a cloud platform, all instances will change eventually. Ideally, absolutely integrate Yammer into the way you run your business. There's a fantastic example from Simon Denton in a session earlier today about the integration into Mott McDermott processes, which was all about through Mott MacDonald processes, which was all about using hashtags and topics to be able to capture and share process activity in Yammer. But tying Yammer tightly to features is going to cause you problems in the long run, and we see lots of customers who have change adaption issues when they encounter changes in the underlying product. This is probably the biggest one, and frankly, if you're suffering from we don't trust your employees, then either get better employees or reconsider your collaboration strategy. Because at the end of the day, collaboration's an opportunity to get sharing happening, to empower your employees to change the way you work. If you don't want their work to change, or you don't want them to share information, and you know, it's going to be a really quick end to the journey that you're looking at in terms of collaboration. And not trusting employees can seep in all sorts of ways. Probably the biggest way that this surfaces is when you start to think about the policy environment and the way you're going to govern and manage Yammer. One of the biggest dangers of not being able to trust your employees is you actually inherit a massive amount of overhead. Because if you're going to invest in people monitoring the network to delete posts, remove posts, discipline employees, you're actually going to put a massive cost overhead on the way you collaborate. And in fact, when you start to think about it, you don't have that overhead on many of the other channels through which your employees collaborate and work. So here's a bonus one. Organizations often start with the idea that we need a Yammer policy. And what happens is, because this is new technology, it's getting people to work in different social, more social ways, it's cutting across some of the boundaries of the organization, there are stakeholders in your organization who will get deeply concerned about the novelty. And so you might end up in very restrictive, difficult conversations. What I encourage organizations to do is to think about whether they really need a prescriptive policy on the don'ts in their organization. Because in many cases, their electronic communications policy, their electronic discovery policy, the employee behavioral standards they have actually cover what they want their employees to do in the workplace with tools like Office 365. What's more important for an organization is coming back up to what we talked about at the beginning, the strategic rationale, the use cases, and the individual benefit. If you want someone to do something differently, you've got to give them guidance of what that is. So rather than focusing on a long list of what not to do, focus on what to do. I learned this one the hard way. So the organization I first worked with Yammer in had no environment, and I thought I'd write. Yammer released the usage guide feature, and I decided to write a usage guide. And I wrote a very prescriptive one about all the things you can't do. And I put it up on the network. And my users came to me really quickly. The champions in the network came within minutes and said, "That's a terrible usage policy. Can we write a better one?" And so they took it away, put it in a group, played with it, and came back a couple of hours later with one that had been flipped completely around. From what not to do to what to do. These are the things, these are the values we'd like people to demonstrate. These are the cultural behaviours. This is what we're trying to achieve here. This is how we as a community would like to manage ourselves. A phenomenally more powerful tool for connecting people and bringing them together in the organisation when you focus on the positive opportunity. So related to that are the organisations that intend to do Yammer to their employees. Don't make all the decisions relating to your network without involving and engaging the users. At the end of the day, the users are people who have to get the value out of this. So invite them into the planning journey. Create a pilot group with some key people, ask them what they think, allow your policies, procedures, and strategies to be agile, to evolve as your network evolves. If you implement with a pilot group, when you bring on your second group, review what you're trying to achieve with all of those people. Give the people an opportunity to shape the way their communities grow and develop. Because without that, you get stuck into situations where it might have been suited for one group, but by now it no longer reflects what you're trying to achieve. You need to invest in community management. The reason you need to invest in community management is this is the heart of the value creation you'll have in your organisation. So enabling your community managers to bring people together and drive. And the reason to have the strategic rationale we talked about at the first point is to get the dollars and the ongoing support for community managers. I like to think of community managers as your community value realizers. These are the people who go out and actually help your organization achieve its strategic benefit. So trying without them is too hard. The other thing that happens in many organizations is you end up with this wobbly building sitting on the edge of a cliff because we heavily fund the launch of Yammer and then we just let it drift. So making sure you plan for the longevity of your collaboration solution. Remember, it's not a technology implementation. You're trying to change the way people work, and you're going to need to support and develop ongoing. And there's significant benefits if you actually get that change in the way people are working. So a lot of people start with pilots. But pilots can also become restrictions to the way your network grows and develops. Many organizations put in barriers. I heard the other day in a conversation with an organization about an organization that had 45,000 employees and was planning a Yammer network for 300 people. Obviously, valuable people. But surely somewhere in the rest of those 45,000 employees, there's valuable conversations to have. How do you stretch out and make sure that you've allowed the access to the network to grow? That access includes allowing mobile devices. And it's fantastic, the product changes that have been made to support mobile in the Yammer world. Our users are moving. They've got busy jobs. They want solutions that are fully featured and they can use on the go. And this is particularly true of many organizations who have field sales forces or branches or other networks who just can't rely on a desktop solution. So if you cut off mobile, you're going to cut off a lot of the responsiveness you'd like. Now, this one's a challenge I've battled in many organizations. Your traditional corporate affairs team loves their anonymous announcement account. It's the place to launch announcements from the safety of anonymity. And so, of course, it can be done in Yammer. It's a disaster. Because guess what happens? The anonymous account launches a message, but because everyone knows it's an anonymous account, they don't trust it. They don't follow. It doesn't get any algorithmic benefit of actually being a real person that people interact with and engage with. So generally, those messages disappear. One of the organizations I worked with, I was participating in their network. I developed a bit of a following because I was sharing a lot about how to use Yammer and collaborate. And I knew we were winning the battle against the announcement account when the comms team came to me and said, would you please like our announcement account's most recent message because we're not getting enough attention to it. So beware of announcement and team accounts. They don't work as, it's not like email. This is an environment where the messages people see are shaped by algorithms and shaped by relevance. It's really important to focus on individuals participating in these networks. This is the most boring slide you will see at this conference. If you don't allow photos, you're cutting out a massive opportunity for that fast, simple act of sharing. This part is broken. Bang, there. If you have to write that down, you have to find a part number, you have to find the machine it sits on, it's so much easier to go, this is broken, and share that. So think about how photos can accelerate and empower work. You need a launch plan. If this thing just dribbles out, it'll keep dribbling out. And it'll, things will happen. But think strategically about what communities you want to engage and how you want to build and what attention you want to draw to this new work capability you've introduced into the organisation. Okay, you've launched, groups are being created. Groups are being created by users. Did we want users to create groups? So then begins the group deletion frenzy. We have identified that you've created a group, we are now deleting your group. I'll never create a group again because someone came in and deleted my group. If you've got groups that are duplicates, don't assume you know why the individual separated into different groups. Go have a conversation with them. Invite your users to consider whether they just misspelled the name and ended up in two different groups, or whether there's opportunities for them to unite around a common purpose, or have some key groups that are endorsed organisationally and allow people to just drift towards your preferred pattern of groups. You can't have mandatory champions. One of the organisations I worked with decided that business units would nominate the mandatory champions for Yammer in all of their global businesses. And of course, they had a launch telephone call with all the mandatory champions. Most of that call was spent explaining why the people had to do what they had to do. You're not going to get engagement. You're not going to get support. Identify your champions by the people who are passionate in the network, the people who are jumping up and wanting to be engaged and loving the way Yammer works and seeing the opportunity for change. You're going to get this. I'm a busy senior executive. I've been doing my work the way it is. I don't have time for Yammer. I prefer Outlook. Can you send everything to me in Outlook? If you've got senior leadership not participating, it tells you you've missed some of the strategic rationale. Because senior executive time is a priority call. They're going to invest their time where the greatest value is to the organisation. You're having the wrong conversation if you're asking for their time to working on something that's not strategic. Work with them to find out what their challenges are and get them involved. So let's look at some of the barriers to sharing. So, anyone seen the hype curve? So the hype curve is things go straight up and then they go straight down. Works with yo-yos, works with technology, works with everything else, works with Yammer. I've seen some of the best three-month networks in the world. Think about how you build longer-term conversations. One of the commonest ones in the short-term buzz world is we're launching with an innovation yam jam. We're going big, we want ideation from everywhere in the organisation. Could you all send in your ideas? Well, guess what? Everyone comes. Amazing conversation. Lasts for 2 hours. Hundreds and hundreds of ideas are loaded. But because no one planned for those ideas to actually translate it into change in the organisation, everyone gets massively disillusioned when the 900 ideas are not implemented ever. It was a great conversation, but it went nowhere. So think about how you take things somewhere. This one's the most strangest I've ever heard. And this came up at a conference in Australia a couple of weeks ago. An organisation that had a requirement that you sought approval from your manager before you posted to Yammer. Don't do that. Putting a performance metric on a user as to how many posts or likes they might do is a typical management response to an adoption problem. It's also terrible. And here's why it's terrible. The organisation that did this discovered that they completely devalued posts and likes. Because guess what? If it's in your performance scorecard to put posts and likes in Yammer, you do it before 9 a.m. every day. And guess what? What you do is you go in and you put in what you had for breakfast and you like the first 5 posts you see. So guess what? Posts are meaningless, full of noise, nothing to do with work, and the likes were completely devalued as a because no one could tell which likes were real and which were pure compliance likes. So encourage people to use this tool for the collaboration benefits. If you have a zero-risk sharing strategy and nothing can be shared in any form that might in any way ever cause risk to the organisation, you're going to lose some. You're going to lose a lot, if not all, of the benefits of using this solution. So think about risk and return as a matching equation. You've defined a set of strategic benefits you want to realise, whether that's better productivity in our manufacturing process because we're getting end customer feedback, whether that's better coordination between sales and marketing or better customer experiences, whatever the benefit is, tie the risk appetite around sharing to that. And that's a great way to push back on those risk and compliance stakeholders who might otherwise be holding you back. Well, one of the things we love to do is celebrate, and social gives us a channel to celebrate. And sales teams are fabulous at this. Implement Yammer in a sales team, and before the end of the first day, someone will claim success with a client and start to brag. Now, a brag channel's great, and there's reasons to celebrate. But if your Yammer network is all bragging, then it's going to be discouraging some users, and you're going to be losing momentum in terms of the real value, which is sharing work in progress, working out loud, pulling out and teasing out work that isn't finished yet so that people can contribute to that work and make it better, or so that other people can add value to the work or learn from what you're doing. So working out loud is a critical opportunity here. Now, knowledge management, risk and compliance, people love a single source of truth. Yammer doesn't offer that. It's the roadmap we've heard actually offers us some work around verified posts, but currently today you can't be sure that that's the definitive answer. The way I've talked to organisations about this is to say, focus instead on a public source of error. Because in every organisation I've worked with, there are rumours, innuendos, myths and bad facts floating around the water cooler. And the organisation has no way to root those out and remove them from the organisation. Actually getting conversation about errors running in the organisation is the best way to enable the true experts to engage and remove them. So let's look at moving to that phase of bringing the real work of the organisation into Yammer and starting to solve problems. What can get in the way there? Well, the first thing is you tell people it's social. So what we'd like you to do is, you know, share your cat pictures and focus on the social elements only. You know, real work's done in email because that's where real work's done. So you've got to make sure people understand the context and that it involves bringing their work into this collaborative environment. I hear this all the time. Our people don't collaborate. Usually the person who's telling me that in a meeting room has about 30 people standing around a desk behind them working on a problem, you know, face to face. So it's not that they don't collaborate in the organisation, it's that they're not using the tool. So the challenge becomes, how do you find the places where people are actually doing great collaboration and start to share that with a wider audience by connecting that activity to Yammer? If you don't have communities of practice, you're missing a big value opportunity. Communities of practice are experts building their expertise together for a particular aspect of work. This is the gold of collaboration. And communities of practice run horizontally through your organisation. You'll bring together all the engineers, all the sales performance experts. Communities of the practice are how you pick up great ideas and share them rapidly through the organisation. And communities of practice are also the great people to put behind your strategic change agenda. So if you're trying to become a more digital organisation, find your agile practice and engage them in digital transformation agenda. If you're trying to become a more lean and effective organisation, find your continuous improvement team and engage them in a community of practice to support that strategic agenda. If you're interested in quality, again, if customer experience, you can go on and on. Communities of practice, a phenomenal way to power your network. If your networks groups are all based around siloed structures, hierarchy, and everything else, you're missing something. That one's kind of obvious. You're missing the horizontal collaboration. Topics. Topics are a fabulous way to give individuals, group teams, and organizational experts a way to shape the conversations, to find things, and to navigate their way through a busy, highly valued network. As a community manager, topics are your best friend. That's how you tag things for later follow-up, you track and manage the value of your network. But topics aren't an everyday behaviour for those people who haven't experienced them in social media, particularly Twitter and other formats. You're going to have to use and explain this behaviour. Get your champions to role model the practice of adding topics to posts and putting them in threads. This is the power of you're going to need that behaviour to get topics into your network. Now, obviously, many people have good news channels. In fact, we're never allowed to say anything bad publicly in the open in our organisation. And what you get is you get a building like this, that where all the windows are smashed, but everyone's talking about how beautiful the view is and that they love the breeze, right? And wouldn't it be great if someone could just adjust the temperature for me? So you're going to have to allow people to share the bad news, because the bad news, things that are broken, things that need to be fixed, that's where the value is in collaboration. Conflict, tension, problems are indicators that your organisation needs to work harder on that issue, and there's probably a collaborative solution required. Now, of course, we wouldn't ever allow any fun. That looks like beautiful water, but you must stand exactly where you are and not approach it. Allowing your employees to connect through interest groups, to lift their level of engagement by having jokes and fun and even teasing each other and simple, gentle, jovial things, are great ways to foster the kind of connection and trust which drives community. So make sure you're giving people that opportunity. So let's look at the last phase, which is what gets in the way of our innovation agenda. What gets in the way of the real transformative value the Yammer collaboration can drive in your organisation? I kind of previewed this one, but I'll say it again. Launching with an innovation jam, you know, trying to go to 240 miles an hour on day one when you don't have users understanding the network is a real challenge. The second challenge of this, and the second challenge of a lot of the special things you like to do in launches, is it can inadvertently create a perception in your broader organisation that Yammer is not for work, it's for those funny conversations. You know, when we want to talk about innovation, or when we want to talk about capitalised nouns, we go to Yammer, but we don't put our real work there. Real work happens in other channels. So it's important to think about what perception you're creating through all your launch activities. Make sure that it engages with your strategic agenda. If anyone ever posts, what's your authority to do that? You need to drop on them from 1,000 miles an hour. Because this is the most frightening statement for the average employee. What you're trying to create real innovative organisations, you've got to empower people. You've got to engage them. You've got to give them an opportunity to test things, to learn. If every action of an employee is met by some compliance police officer dropping in and having a conversation about their authority, you're going to kill your network really quickly. So take those stakeholders on the journey of the strategy and your plans for the network. One of the best stories about turning the mind of this was an organisation I worked with where the technology security team were initially quite concerned about Yammer sharing it being in the cloud. We actually asked them what their biggest concern in the whole organisation was. And they said, well, it's not that. It's actually, you know, we're worried about intrusion and hacking and employees not understanding the many ways that, you know, things could get into the organisation. We said, well, would you like a channel to talk to employees all the time about the risks of technology security and the dangers that hacking and intrusion could present to the organisation? They said, yeah, we love, but we can, because we're a boring technology subject, we can't actually get through corporate affairs. We won't get onto the intranet front page. We said, well, Yammer's an avenue for you to create a technology security group and engage users in really constructive, meaningful conversations and give them answers when Nigerian princes send them offers of millions of dollars. So it was a really, that was a really important flip for that stakeholder in terms of their attitude to Yammer. Suddenly they saw it as a way that they could advance their agenda, and a lot of the problems started to drip away. Well, you know, along with authority comes dollars. What's your budget to do that? There's actually a lot of stuff. When employees start to explore their power to make change, there's actually a lot of stuff in organisations you can do for free or relatively cheaply. Because sometimes it's just about changing the way something gets done, or two people getting together and sharing their budgets to make stuff happen. So if the perception in your organisation is nothing can happen unless an expense code has been allocated to every task, then it's going to hold back that culture of innovation and particularly the culture of collaboration. So thinking through in your change agenda, now this might not be something you tackle on day one, but as your network starts to mature, how do you give people the opportunity and how do you involve leaders in the conversation so that leaders can use their opportunity to release a bit of funding to back good ideas, to enable things to grow and to develop? You need change agents. You need people who are going to fight the good fight on changing work culture. You need people who are connectors and passionate individuals working across the hierarchy and the silos. This is the next level for your champions from launch. Some of your champions will just become enterprise change agents. They'll get impassioned by an idea and they want to make something completely different. Back them in. Encourage them on their journey, connect them with senior executives and give them the tools and the support to really drive change. Because this is where your network goes from being merely more efficient to much more transformative for your organisation. Your idea is under consideration. We'll get back to you when the project has considered it further. If you don't have that responsiveness to people's ideas, if you don't have things being able to advance, work actually moving forward because of the conversations in Yammer, then interest is going to very quickly die off. People will decide that this is just a place where people come to talk about stuff. I'd rather get work done. And that is actually a very rational outcome. So think about how you involve the people, the resources, to actually enable things to move forward. You don't know what's going on if you don't measure it. So it's critical that when you think about this strategic agenda you've defined, you understand what measures you want to assess what creates value, you understand what you're looking for, and you know how to measure it. You are going to need measurement tools to do this well. And so that may cost money and you should plan for that in your strategic budget. The most important thing is to put some plan around measurement for your network because it's going to tell you what's going on, it'll tell you what you need to do better, and it'll help you to really realise the value potential from collaboration in your organisation. You will keep meeting stakeholders who tell you, we heard Yammer failed somewhere, someone once. My brother-in-law told me that Yammer failed in his company. There are dinosaurs everywhere and they're all dead. Don't worry about rumours, innuendo, myths and illusions. Don't worry about the tech crunch and other articles that continually announce the death of Yammer. Microsoft will let us know in good time. What we need to focus on now is the development opportunities. We need to focus on the here and now and the chance to get on and make our organisations better. Email will be dead before Yammer is dead, so let's move on and focus on what needs to be done. And this is, I think, my last. If you give up, you don't get anywhere. This is a real learning growth journey. It takes effort and change. There will be setbacks. There will be days that aren't as good as other days. That's life. But the challenge here is to think about how we sustain users, we sustain teams, and we sustain communities for the long-term strategic benefit that you launch the network for. Because what you don't want to find is a Yammer network that looks a little bit like this temple in Cambodia, you know, overgrown with weeds and, you know, quietly rotting away. What you'd like to see is one where the users are taking it away from you and really creating new and dynamic ways for your organisation to prosper, because that's the strategic opportunity for every organisation with Yammer. So, this is a post I wrote a long time ago. It was written on a Friday night after a very large glass of wine at the end of a very frustrating conversation with a customer who said to me, the last thing we need is a Yammer network. I'd encourage everyone to take a look at the post, and if you don't, if reading posts is too much effort, Amy Dolzine's got a fantastic video that you can check out that sort of summarises the post down to a couple of minutes. The key point the post reiterates is the reason it's the last thing you need is you actually start with the strategy of the organisation, you start with what you're trying to achieve, you start with enabling your employees to drive change, and you start with the work that's going on. Yammer is an enabler. It comes in to enable all those things. It's the last thing you need. Don't start with Yammer as your objective. Achieving Yammer is not an objective. What you're trying to achieve here is a better, more productive, more effective organisation, because that's what your senior management wants, that's what your customers want, and that's what the community around your organisation wants. So there's fast-track resources that are available to support you as you think about Yammer. I'm passionate about community, and I love conversation. You know, this presentation was sourced out of a community. There are conversations going on about community everywhere. Please join the tech community that Microsoft's launched. It's the continuation of the Office 365 community, and it is the best place to connect with experts about Yammer and learn from the implementations of thousands of clients around the world. So I really encourage everyone to get involved in that community. And please evaluate my session. And with that, I have 2 minutes for questions. So if anyone's got a question, sorry? Yes, and actually that's probably a great place to take questions. So there is a Yammer happy hour that's going to be run at Dantana restaurant across the road from Building B. You are invited at 6 o'clock. Please join us if you're interested in meeting Yammer gurus, experts, and the Yammer team. It's a great place to continue the conversation. I'm going to hang around if anyone would like to ask any questions, but thank you very much for your time.